we're going to skip all about matzah, because to bake matzahs, you have to be, I don't know, in America, you have to be a 70-year-old lady, preferably Russian. Hopefully, Shomer Shabbos. I don't know if they worry about that, how she can do it lishma if she's not Shomer Shabbos. We try not to think about those things. What? I don't know. They don't bake. Chaburas put the matzah in the oven. They probably don't let them near. Chaburas make sure that there's no downtime between when the person's finished flattening out and the guy making the holes, and when the guy's finished making the holes. Chaburas speed up the whole process. They don't let the chaburas, you know, they get these big, heavy guys with the muscles to knead the dough. They don't let the chabura guys near there. The chabura guys will make the whole matzah factory chametz. So, I mean, maybe we should learn it. I don't know. We'll skip it. Let's learn Sif Tezvav in Kuf Yud. Let's learn Sif Yud Dalet. I'll feel bad. Royal Chol Yerei Shemayim Shiu Ba'atzmo, he should go and watch his matzahs being made. Ulahazirim Shiyasu Bezrizus of Hashgacha. Why don't I do it? Because the Mashgiach and the people making Komamiyus matzahs and many other matzahs do a much better job than I ever would. I'll stand there and I'll say, oh, I'll say, shut up. We know what we're doing. Or worse, they'll say, that's how we do things here. So I made the rounds. My first year, I walked around all the matzah factories, bakeries in Yerushalayim. And then I saw one that I liked. And that's where I buy them. Then I, Komamiyus, I really think they're great. They're really, so I started buying Komamiyus matzahs. And they happen to be delicious also, which is, what? It's really, they happen to be delicious also. They really are. They really.
Yes, show me.
Oh, unbelievable. I don't know how they manage. You get your package of matzahs and they're shaleh. Virtually mamish all of them. That's another thing. They're really good. So I'm buying them for a couple of years, and then I have this bakery where I buy my Erev Pesach matzahs. Okay. Hamatzah shein lotzah shudei chaybos achilos matzah b'shnei leilos harishonim, toaz it's one night, nikros matzah's mitzvah, because it's a chiyuv, an obligation, to eat matzah that night. I told you, there are shittas that hold, I think everybody's molded to it, I think, that the kazayas is a minimum, but every matzah you eat on the first night is a kiyum of the chiyuv, not like the other days or nights. The problem is you want to eat afikom and al hasova, and I don't know, like, it's always a mess. Like, there's always 18 minutes till chatzos. Okay, and your wife worked on the yontem meal, rosh, you want to eat matzah.
The other days I don't get a mitzvah by eating matzah.
So most the other 7 days you're never to show now. I thought you said the other 8 days. I'm sorry. The other 6 days. The other 6.5 days. Most hold it's what's called a mitzvah kiyumis. I don't like the term. I hold there's no such thing as a mitzvah kiyumis. But most hold you get a mitzvah, although it's not obligatory. There's a famous gra that holds that. Well, that's the gra, really. The gra holds like that. I'm talking now the first night, and since Chiddush is, he says it explicitly, that every matzah you eat the first night is a fulfillment of the obligation, even past the kazayas. Kazayas is only the minimum. You yotze with a kazayas, but by erev tochlu matzahs, so whatever, it's not like lulav. I tell you, lulav, it means once. Take a lulav, it means once. So he learns it doesn't mean eat a kazayas of matzah. Or the truth is, the makom to be chaylik with the netziv wouldn't be a kazayas. Certainly the Torah doesn't mean eat a kazayas matzah. I think everybody's moida that you yoytzu with a kazayas. But it would be the matzah you eat b'vasachas, at one time. If you chayla put the nitziv, but the matzah you eat 5 minutes later, so you're already not mechuyev to eat it. He says the whole first night is a fulfillment of the obligation of Be'er Tochlu Matzahs.
And the other day there should go mitzvah of the osa?
That's one way of putting it, but it's, according to the Gra, it's more than that. The Torah says it's a good thing to do. It's just not an obligation. It's a mitzvah. The word the Achronim use for that is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, it's a mitzvah, but you're not obligated to do it. You're fulfilling your Ratzon Hashem. Hashem's Ratzon is that you eat matzah, not just don't eat chametz, but that you eat matzah all 7 days. Between the first day and the last day and Shabbos, and if you wash every meal, so you're doing it. Utzvichem ha'asosom l'shem mitzvah. So la'asosom is a shiloh, like the shiloh where that starts. So Mishabura brings down by tchina the question who has to be taken. Apparently, traditionally, a guy was always talking the matzahs. They weren't makbid on the tchina, that should be lishma. It starts from the lisha. I tell you, you gotta see this video of the machine matzahs. They're pretty much doing it lishma, not by hand. Like key parts. The tchina matzahs was shame mitzvah, they Israel Godol, Ben Das. Really? I thought only Russian ladies did it. Shuben Yud Gimel Shonav Yaymechad, the Ishabas Yud Be Shonav Yaymechad. To do it lishma, Chazal Suah and the Pasuk, the Inyan of Lishma. And Lishma needs a Godol to create Lishma.
This is
what? What?
One second, is this the Raisa or
the Rabbah? The Raisa, or Mamish.
Then you can't just rely on Shonav.
Right. Yeah, he can't be Medayah that he means. He means with Simon. Yeah, he brings down here on the bottom. He has a different Mishnah Berurah. If you want to, in Tov Samach, Seif Aleph, in the Bir Halacha, he points out that they should not be Seinach on Chazaka the Rabbah, as it's called. But, I mean, if he has a beard, you can assume he has two Cyrus. But certainly, you have to be makbid on that, certainly. B'chol Asiyos Yomer Oza, Roshay Magdaz Mitzvah. Afilu b'shivas hamayim. Okay, shivas hamayim is an Indian. That's not the asiyus hamatzah. Okay. And he says b'chol adinim shekasavnu b'nyan afiyus hamatzah zel b'minogenu shofen hakol lefnei Pesach avu b'mokom adchak shreifen gam b'Pesach yesh b'zeh ot chumrus yiseiros v'mar shekasavnu. Because on Pesach, chametz is b'mashu, so you have to be very careful. Hein anogim lefos matzos mitzvah, there Pesach ha'chatzos ha'yoyim, tzvichin zehiris yaseira, even though then it's not so poshut that chametz is b'mashu in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Because there's no balira balimotzei then b'pashu. And the pirates totally in that when chachamim were machmir. That's for sure, it's only drabona that chametz with Pesach is b'mashu. It's only drabona. That it's not bottled. And the pashas, it's chumras balira balimotze. The pashas, it starts at night. So this whole, like, terrible fear of baking air of Pesach matzahs is really, I never understood it really that much. It's not at all poshut and chametz is the mashu who then, not at all. Okay, Kuf Yud Aleph. What? It's much more than an inyan. Mishgur Paskins, you're supposed to. L'chatchila. But the Evagi Yotze, if you have other matzahs. That's the Mishnebura's psak. It's a serious thing. And, okay, in the Litvisha world, it fell out of favor because of this fear that you'll have chametz then and it'll become chametz and you have certain chumras that you do on Erev Pesach. But
how is it time for all of the Yiddish world?
That's what you're worried about. You're worried about that. You only need one matzah, you need a kazayas one. Don't worry.
What's the base?
People just... I'm not going to... Take out a Mishnah Berurah, take out a tour. It's in Rishonim. It's a Yerushalmi. It's in Rishonim. It's not a minhag. It's a serious thing. The Litvish world became like mufka from it. But I always did it, and I think it's a good thing to do. Not even that expensive. In America, it's super duper expensive. Here, it's not so bad. We really should learn more. Not tonight, but there's not that many people here in the first place. Should we go till 10 o'clock? Really? We should. Why not? Nobody, I mean, there's nobody here anyway. No offense. 10 o'clock. You'll stay.